This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest today at Champ de Mar, Mauritius. During the ceremony, the President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, conferred the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean on Mr. Modi for his stellar contribution to the India-Mauritius partnership. Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian to receive Mauritius's highest civilian award. An Indian Navy contingent took part in Mauritius' National Day celebrations parade. Earlier, in the program held at the National Assembly, Mr. Modi and Mr. Ram Gulam inaugurated 20 high-impact community development projects and an India-assisted area health center. These initiatives will bolster Mauritius' healthcare and grassroots infrastructure, bringing tangible benefits to the people. Apart from this, 8 MOUs were exchanged in areas including financial crime prevention, SMEs, public service capacity building, maritime security and local currency trade. A navigational chart of St. Brandon Island was also handed over. The Prime Minister has left for home after successfully concluding his two-day state visit to Mauritius. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day and will resume proceedings on Monday. Earlier, the Parliament passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. The legislation clarifies that coal and lignite or helium will not be included in mineral oils. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said, India's long-term strategy for energy security revolves around the trilemma of affordability, availability and sustainability, and the country has navigated all three very successfully. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Railways. Initiating the discussion in the House, Samik Bhattacharya of BJP said, with record budgetary allocation, the government has reaffirmed its unwavering commitment to transforming Indian Railways as a world-class network. He said Vande Bharat trains and Amrit Bharat trains mark a new era of speed, efficiency and comfort for millions of passengers. He said the government has made significant efforts in high-speed rail initiatives. India's retail inflation eased to a seven-month low of 3.61% in February from 4.31% in January, as the rate of increase in food prices slowed to 3.75% as compared to 6.02% in the previous month. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 3.79% compared to 3.32% in urban regions. India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, rose to 5% in January as compared to 3.2% in December, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. Among the three major components of IIP, manufacturing grew 5.5% in January, mining activity increased by 4.4%, and electricity generation grew by 2.4%, as per the data released. India has made a positive start to its campaign at the 12th Special Olympics World Winter 2025, bagging 4 medals, including 2 gold and as many silver, on the first day at Turin in Italy. Several star performers of the Indian men's cricket team have made giant strides on the latest ODI rankings after India's ICC Champions Trophy 2025 triumph, with notable gains for Shubman Gill, Rohit Sharma and Ravindra Jadeja. Young opener Shubman Gill remains at the top of the ODI batter rankings after his display during the Champions Trophy. Meanwhile, Indian teammate and experienced skipper Rohit Sharma jumped 2 places to 3rd spot in the latest ODI rankings after smashing a match-winning 76 of 83 balls in the final. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.